Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to another episode of GL Manny. And today we are doing a podcast continuing the story. Now, just yesterday we finally got the Bauer Barbecue 2017 story finished. And hopefully we'll get a post up about that very soon. But I think that just for the ease of everything, I'm going to try and go ahead and get the 2018 stories up. And that's going to start with some few stories that would fall between Bauer Barbecue 2017 and Bauer Barbecue 2018, just to finish up some storylines and get us in the right place to start the next barbecue. This was one I especially didn't think I could just ignore, and that was the Painting Climax story, which would have been one of the November sweep stories. And during Bauer Barbecue 2017, there was, well, Matt and Billy Lewis had an argument, and it ended up that Matt won an auction painting that no one knew much about and then presented it to Vanessa. And then Vanessa and Billy made up, so they have it now. Bill was trying to carry it out to the Lewis car and was attacked. So they were able to rescue him, and they still have the painting, but that was back in July, and now we are in November. So here we go. Bill came running into Billy and Vanessa's house. "Dad, Dad, where are you?" Danny and Philip came in behind him. Billy and Frank came into the foyer area. "Right here. What's got you worked up into such a sweat?" "Frank called and said that there had been an armed robbery here at the house. I'm not supposed to get upset. Are you sure you're okay? Where's Mom?" "Nessa is just fine. She wasn't here. If she had been, I'd be a lot more upset myself." Billy held out his hand. "And before you ask, Maureen wasn't here either. It was just me, and as soon as they left, I called Frank. Everything's fine." Frank broke in. "They got that painting Matt bought at the barbecue auction." "Danny, Philip, why are you here?" Philip answered, "We were in a meeting with Bill at the country club when he got the call. We weren't going to let him go running into an unknown situation alone." Bill narrowed his eyes at Billy. "You seem entirely too calm. Why aren't you breathing fire?" "Well, I would be if Vanessa or Maureen or Melinda Sue or you were here. I can take care of myself, and I'm enjoying the joke. These Eastern art thieves thought they could pull one over on a good old Oklahoma boy. Well, they couldn't. I don't know what they want with that painting, but after they attacked you with Vanessa, when Vanessa was right there, and I wasn't going to let them have it." Billy did start to get mad, remembering the earlier attack. Danny asked, "Just did you do?" He knew Billy well enough that he could recognize his up-to-something look almost as well as Michelle's. "The day after the barbecue, I commissioned a copy." "They didn't get the auction painting, just a copy of it." Bill rolled his eyes. "And they didn't notice when they took it?" "Nope." "Dad, just what do you think will happen when they figure out it's fake? They'll just come back." "They won't find it if they do. I have it locked up someplace nice and safe. Besides, they may not come back. When they see it's not the right painting, they won't know when the substitution came in. I might have never had the real painting," Danny said. "But that would lead them right back to..." He glanced over at Philip. Philip's eyes went wide. "Beth!" He took off running to the car. "And oh God, Michelle was having lunch with Beth today at the mansion." Danny was right on Philip's heels. Billy turned to Frank. "You got what you need from me, Frank. You can handle the having the forensics guys here by yourself, can't you?" "Sure, but where are you going?" "Come on, Bill." Billy turned back to Frank. "They left so fast, I didn't get a chance to tell them something important about the painting. Don't you think you should tell me?" Billy shouted, "Later," as he and Bill tore after Danny and Philip. Beth and a very pregnant Michelle are standing side by side by the dining room table in the Spalding mansion, hands in the air, while Mariah Obrecht, the woman with black hair from the auction, and two henchmen held them at gunpoint. Commercial break. Where is the painting? What painting? Beth asked, confused. The one from the auction, the one that Brandon Spaulding spirited out of Europe at the tail end of the war, the one he hid from us for decades, Michelle asked. The one Matt bought for Vanessa, the picture of the lighthouse? So you want to play innocent pet. She came around behind Michelle, reached around, grabbing her jaw and pulling her around to look at her. It's much more than a pretty painting of a lighthouse, which some men here must have discovered. They wouldn't have run the price so high and refused to resell it. Oh, I admit, it just might. Someone replaced the painting with a fake. She thrust Michelle away from her. And since that fool who bought it is clearly too stupid to have done it, it must have been you, Mrs. Spaulding, and you will tell me about it. I will not rest until I have that painting. Commercial break. Beth, Michelle, Philip and Danny's shouts overlapped. They came racing into the dining room, but all they found there was an untouched meal, a door ajar, and an overtoppled chair. Ed note, okay, that last line isn't mine. It's from Flannel Island by Wilfred Wilson Gibson, but I really love it, so I dropped it in. Let me say it again. They came racing into the dining room, but all they found there was an untouched meal, a door ajar, and an overtoppled chair. Lita, the new maid, came in. Mr. Spaulding, what's wrong? Where's my wife? Philip demanded. And Michelle, Danny added. They were both in here a few minutes ago. I served the first course, and they were both right here. Lita gestured helplessly at the untouched salads on the table. Danny stooped beside Michelle's chair, now lying on the floor. He brought up Michelle's purse. She was here all right, and she didn't leave willingly, not without this. Where could they have taken them? Philip asked agitatedly. I think I might have a suggestion, Billy said as he and Bill walked into the room. He turned to Lolita. You better go call my house and tell Frank Cooper about this. You, Danny said, starting at Billy, if your stupid fake painting stunt gets Michelle hurt. Bill stepped between him. Whoa, back up. I'm sure Dad wouldn't do anything if he thought it could hurt Michelle. Of course I wouldn't. I love that little girl as if she was my own. I wouldn't have anything happen to her for the world. If it was just stealing the painting, I'd let them have the stupid thing. But they attacked my boy, and Vanessa was right there. I'm not going to let them get away with it. What do you mean, not get away with it? How? I mean, they didn't just steal a fake painting. They stole a tracking device. Cyrus and Remy are following it right now. Philip interrupted. Can you track it too? Yep, right here. Billy patted his phone in his breast pocket. Then what are we waiting for? Let's go. And editor's note. This isn't written at the terrible speed of the last couple of years, so there would be a couple of episodes in here. One would pick up on the B stories and have some bonding under stress between Philip and Danny and Bill and between Beth and Michelle. Also, we've got some interaction about Cyrus and Remy as they put the building under surveillance. The Beth and Michelle stuff would cover a lot of things in the past 10 years we didn't see, so we pick it up towards the end of their captivity. End note. Michelle and Beth were tied to chairs back to back in a sketchy-looking house. They are alone and working on getting loose of their bonds. Beth spoke, how's it coming? Are you making any progress? Michelle contorted, I think it's almost there. It's a good thing we've been doing the kettlebell exercise group, strong and flexible. Ed note, coming off the commercial break, Michelle is moaning and squirming, called out, hey, guard, come in here. We need some help. Something's wrong. The two goons came in. Quiet down in here. The second one waved his gun. No funny business. Michelle moaned some more. Oh, Beth broke in. It's not funny. She's, you know, she's pregnant, and you have her trussed up like a turkey. You're not supposed to hurt us, remember? You need us for information. Check on her. One with a gun came and stood next to Beth, but facing Michelle. The second one, without a gun, bent down by Michelle. Then suddenly, Beth and Michelle stood up, knocking the two goons to the floor, knocking them out. They gleefully high-fived. Just at that moment, not so fast, hands in the air. Into the room walked Ulbricht, gun pointed at them. She made a hissing noise, and she gently kicked the men on the floor. Even after all these years in my company, they still underestimate women. I do not. I am out of patience. The painting was not the original. Where is the original? That's work to stall for time. The painting I sold at the auction is the one that was in the attic. Just what's so special about that painting anyway? It's not that good. I just included in the auction as a gimmick. Commercial break. The gun. You will tell me what you did with that painting, Michelle interrupted, stalling for time. She might, if you tell us why it's so important. All right, if it is so important to you, what can it hurt? Even if I don't have to kill you, all the evidence is gone. You, she gestured at Beth with her gun, you have been a Spalding for a long time. Did you ever meet Brandon? Alan's father? No, I heard stories. His fingerprints are still all over the family, but I never met him. Bah! You didn't miss anything. He was an evil man, casual about human life, a greedy, greedy man. He was a war profiteer, even had dealings with the former Nazis. Yes, an evil, greedy man. One of his German connections, as the war drew to a close, sold him some valuable information, a map that showed him where the Nazis, she spat, had hid the amber room. He would never retrieve it. It was enough for the selfish man to know that no one else would ever find it without the map, and he held that map. He hid it in that painting. Now you will give me the painting. I will take the map, and people who can appreciate the treasure of Russian skill and art will finally retrieve it. And in addition, they will pay handsomely for the privilege. Why not just openly come forward for it? The Russian government's the rightful owner, the Russian government reclaiming it. Now, that little story of you telling me what I need and you reclaiming the room is one version of the story. In the other version of the story, you die now, and there is a delay in my finding the map, but the ultimate ending will be the same. I have a slight preference for the version where you tell me, since it will save me time and trouble, that I don't really care which plays out. Tell me where it is. And she pulls the trigger. Commercial break. The next chamber has a bullet in it. Talk. Danny creeps up behind Ulbricht and grabs the gun, twisting her around as they struggle over the gun. Philip comes in quickly, pulls Beth and Michelle out of the room. Then Cyrus and Remy come running in, guns drawn. Remy said, "What's the big idea? Getting Billy to distract us while you broke in? That's not cool. You need to learn that you can't just do whatever you want." She came running over and threw herself in Danny's arms while Philip held Beth. The two men nodded at each other over their respective wives. And that is the end of the mystery painting storyline. If you don't know what the Amber Room is, in the full text written version of the story, there's a link to a video about the Amber Room. I recommend you watch it regardless because it's really a cool thing. And that will get you caught up with this story. And we hopefully will get the next episode on our way to Bauer Barbecue 2018 done soon. And I don't normally do a signature block at the end of these, but I figure why not? Robin Sue Farm is the handle of one of Manny and Guiding Light's biggest fans, following in her family's footsteps of Guiding Light fandom since 1939. This blog is an effort to make it easy to find Guiding Light and especially Manny online. Check back here for her blog, Find fanfic previews and fake WSPR newscasts under YouTube. Find podcasts that look all the way back at old shows and audios of her fanfic on Blog Talk Radio. And finally, follow her here on Twitter and Facebook. Thank you for joining me today. And I hope that we will hear back from you real soon, and you will catch the